This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. In Gaza, as the Israel-Hamas war continues, confusion, chaos, and death. Two Israeli airstrikes overnight hit Rafah, as we hear in this report from Associated Press correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Associated Press journalists saw the bodies of at least three people, some being pulled from under the rubble and another being brought to a hospital. Farid Abu Luli, who lives nearby, tells the AP, "We heard an explosion and ran out to see what happened. We found the house of our neighbor had been hit." Meanwhile, trucks carrying aid passing through Rafah were boarded and the aid thrown to crowds on the streets. People also chased vehicles and boxes of aid fell from the trucks onto the road. Some trucks were labelled UAE aid and they had men armed with sticks standing atop the vehicles as they passed by. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. We're watching three elections this Sunday, first in Chile, where voters are weighing in on a second referendum to replace the country's dictatorship-era constitution, with voters asked to approve or reject a more conservative draft than the first. Polls have predicted another rejection. Chad is also voting for a constitution, could be the first step toward returning the country to civilian rule. And in Serbia, a snap poll this Sunday, the likely outcome a win for President Aleksandar Vučić. North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile on Sunday as the United States and South Korea warned any nuclear attack would lead to the end of Pyongyang's regime.